Recorded Books and RB Digital present A Taste for Vengeance by Martin Walker, narrated by Robert Ian McKenzie. Chapter 1. On this cool, damp Sunday afternoon in spring, with clouds and rain showers sweeping in from the Atlantic 100 miles to the west, Bruno Courage had his day off. He could think of few better ways to enjoy it than to accompany the local women's rugby team in the regional final. The players were all between 16 and 19 years of age and had been coached by Bruno over the past decade. Teaching wasn't part of his remit as town policeman of Saint-Denis, but he relished his involvement with these young people and he was deeply proud of the team. Women's rugby was a relatively new sport in France, and there were many who thought the game was too rough for the fairer sex. But few could maintain that prejudice once they had seen the girls play. They tackled one another as hard as the men, but they ran and passed more, played a faster and more elegant game, and kicked the ball ahead with as much skill and more finesse. They were seldom bogged down in the muddy, grinding mauls that often marked the play of the male teams. If Bruno had to sum up their style, he'd have said they played with more grace. That was not how it looked on the field this afternoon. The ball was slippery in the drizzle, and most of the players were so smeared with mud that it was hard to tell one team from the other. The score was tied. The opponents came from the much bigger town of Mussidon, and they had been champions of the Dordogne département the previous year. Few, except Bruno, gave the Saint-Denis girls much chance. Suddenly the mobile phone...